Every 9 days in Australia, someone kills a current or former partner. Sometimes it's children who die at the hands of the people most responsible for their safety. Now, as Australia's next federal election looms, calls are growing for long-term investments to help break the cycle of family and domestic abuse. No to Violence is Australia's largest advocates organisation, supporting them in their work to end family violence and change abusive and violent behaviour. NTV Chief Executive Jackie Watt has told SBS News that it's time to shift the burden from victim survivors to perpetrators.
We see far too often that in situations of domestic and family violence, the woman is made responsible for her own safety. We hear that in sexual violence cases. Oh, she shouldn't have been walking there. She shouldn't have been wearing that. So we still have a long way to go to realise that actually women are not the problem here. The problem is men who are using the violence.
In his opening address at the 2021 Women's Safety Summit, Prime Minister Scott Morrison acknowledged the need to focus on underlying attitudes towards violence.
The only way we end violence is to focus our efforts to prevent it from happening in the first place. Primary prevention is a key plank of the current national plan and will continue to be fundamental to our long-term strategy. We need to change behaviours and attitudes so that we stop violence before it starts.
But Ms. Watt believes the current system continues to fail victim survivors, saying Australia's next national plan must deliver a better result for women and children.
We are missing a consistent system across the country. We're missing people's ability to get help earlier, and we are still seeing an average homicide of one every 9 days in Australia. So there are massive failures all the way through the system.
This week, No to Violence launched a statement identifying key federal funding initiatives they believe are critical to instigating real change in the area of family violence. One of the key demands is for the organisation's National Men's Referral Service to receive ongoing investment. In the past 12 months, more than 7,500 men have called the service seeking help. But the program is only funded until the end of June this year. David Smith is a counsellor at the service. It's not his real name. He's concerned speaking to SBS might compromise his personal safety. He says behavioural changes only work as long as the perpetrator actually acknowledges their use of violence as inappropriate and seeks help.
There are men who get referred here or who go to men's behaviour change programs because they're court ordered or whatever, and they do it for the wrong reasons. Men who change their behaviour and men who actually kind of say, yes, I take responsibility, I take some ownership, and I'm going to do something about my use of violence.
Jess Hill is an author and journalist who has extensively covered gendered violence in Australia. She says that one primary issue is the lagging wait times for men to be admitted into behavioural change programs.
If you have men who are worried about their behaviour or who have been mandated by the court to attend a program and they can't get in for months, then we don't have any eyes on that individual. You know, they don't have an outlet which to address some of their behaviours. It can be very frustrating. They can feel very much like there's nobody to speak to about this. Across Australia, waiting times to get into men's behaviour change programs can balloon out to almost a year.
She adds that although Australia has come a long way in understanding victims' experiences of domestic abuse, conversations around men who use violence are far less advanced.
It's not just actually funding that we need to be on top of, but really come to an agreement about what is the best way to address this. And have a much more sophisticated public discussion about the various, you know, kinds of backgrounds and motivations for people who use control and violence.
But Ms. Hill also worries that short-term behavioural change programs may not properly address fundamental attitudes towards violence.
There can be behavioural changes that last for a particular amount of time and then followed by a regression. So that's why, you know, we look to these more long-term studies where you look at, well, how was it 2 years out from the program finishing, 5 years out, even 10 years out? Did the changes stick? Because I guess that's the problem with some of these shorter-term programs is that, you know, you're looking to try to dehabituate someone out of a lifetime of habitual behaviour.
It's estimated that the cost of domestic violence on the Australian economy is around $15.6 billion per year, with the majority of national funding currently going to providing financial support to women and children who flee dangerous partners. Jackie Watt, from No to Violence, is urging the federal government to refocus their efforts toward longer-term solutions.
If we only keep building refuges and we have no other service model, we will continue to need to build more and more refuges. Now, there will be refuges needed right across Australia, but it wouldn't it be much smarter to identify when violence starts being used, to educate our young people, our boys and girls and others, to what to look out for in a respectful relationship, how to keep themselves safe, but also how to access services and making sure those services are available at the earliest opportunity, because this is about saving lives. It's about saving the lives of women and saving the lives of children. And what could be more important than that?
If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault or family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit www.1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, always call 000. Advice and counselling for men concerned about their use of family violence can call Men's Referral Service on 1300 766 491 or visit ntv.org.au. Brooke Young, SBS News.